off.
Are we ready for takeoff?
We are ready for takeoff. Oh my gosh. Excellent. How many times are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
As many until you just smash the record button and we start going.
Let's start off with having some gratitude, first of all.
Whew. Definitely.
I'm grateful it's Saturday.
I am grateful. I'm grateful that Don rocked out and
can you believe snowboat that?
Our driveway. He snowboat six driveways. Just he went nuts.
Thank you, neighbor.
It's awesome. Thank you, neighbor.
Thank you, neighbor, for doing that. I'm super grateful for that. I'm super grateful for the week I've had. Mm-hmm. I'm super grateful for the amount of plants I've eaten. I'm super grateful for Myers. I still didn't talk to the manager over there, but I'm going to. I know,
we're going to, though.
Myers, thank you for all the wonderful food that you've put into my grocery store that I brought home that fueled me up for today's episode.
That's right. Plantspiration Unplugged. I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. Same. We're John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration, and we started that to help people go plant-based, prevent and reverse disease, saving animals and helping out the planet at the same time.
I love that. People know us for losing 250 pounds mm-hmm. as a family, reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases, which, by the way, we were told were genetics. Mm-hmm. And now people know us for reaching and teaching thousands of people how to get healthy too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Remember to like, subscribe, share. And by the way, holy Feel the Love February. Mm-hmm.
We
just hit 7,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Feeling the love. Thank you so very much.
We just hit 7,000 subscribers on YouTube.
You guys are awesome.
Yes. Wow.
The crowd goes wild.
YouTube can't hear, but there's claps in there. Super pumped about making it to this episode. It's like my favorite number.
I know, 15. It's
15,
awesome.
15. You know, a lot of people don't realize our birthdays. Who would know? Our birthday's the same day.
Yeah, right?
Her birthday is the same day. Isn't that strange? Not the same year. I'll point that out.
Oh, easy now.
It's nice to unplug. I was just getting...
Wow. Yeah, like I'm still amped up from Saturday support group. It was awesome.
And I'm still amped up from accidentally seeing that ridiculous Today Show clip.
Oh my gosh. I mean, goodness gracious.
This is why I was heavy on the unplugging this
week. Unplug everybody. Holy smokes.
It's like accidental. You see the ridiculous information. Mm-hmm. It was, first of all, how was your week? We'll get into that. The reason why I talk so much about seriously. Unplugging the information out there, that just made my head hurt.
I know.
It was a whole talk on this doctor saying on the Today Show how much protein we needed. And the number she gave was almost double what is recommended.
Yeah.
For your organs.
Sure, it's ridiculous.
For your organs, your kidneys, your protein. You know, and I'm in here, you know, he's trying to set up and plug up. And I'm like, can you believe this? Can you just believe this? This is exactly why we're doing what we're doing. Because people are out there sharing this misinformation, talking about how we need all this protein. And you should have protein snacks. And you should have this much high protein.
You should have 30 grams of protein in every meal.
What?
Yeah, that's what she said. Or snack.
If you're looking to get sick,
holy smokes.
If you're looking to put stress on your organs.
If you really want to get on a kidney list, then do that.
Especially animal protein. Ouch. Excessive animal protein of all things is seriously the problem.
Wow.
And she's out there saying eat more of it.
Yeah.
And that.
Well, you could get it on plant protein, but it's hard to do. You know, you really got to supplement with bars and other things. And like,
how many people are listening to that now and going,
information?
Then they hear that. Let me go get protein. Then they go in the grocery store and then they see all this stuff that says protein all over it. And then everybody's getting it. And the
before
minute
you know it, you're achy, you're hurting, you've got problems.
Your kidneys are on fire. You got, metabolic diseases coming out your eyeballs.
Yep.
Because this is the information that goes out there.
Misinformation.
Misinformation.
I think that was her name. It's misinformation.
Well, and then you've got a billion people who are watching that. And then a bunch of people turn around then and they call their family and they say, I just saw in the news.
Yeah, do you know we're what I just need, saw?
Mm-hmm. We're going to need more protein. Hey, I want everybody to, I was going to say call your local hospital and ask them yourself, but that's not a really good idea.
No, don't do that.
They don't have a lot of those answers. There's no protein deficiency wing in a hospital.
No.
We don't have a problem with protein deficiency.
Definitely not.
So think about that for a minute. When you go to the hospital, nobody has checked in for protein deficiency. Why the hell are they...
I mean, we don't have a problem with the lack of protein in this country. It's
zero.
It's the excess of protein. That's the problem. That's where all the shit comes from.
We didn't even know we were going to talk about this.
No, this just came on.
This, thanks, because I saw that as I was just checking in with the group before I come in here, mm-hmm. I can't not see some of the stuff.
I'm just irritated by all the bogus information.
Now a bunch of people are talking about it, and then they go right to the store, and they go right to those packages that say mm-hmm. extra protein, high protein, high mm-hmm. protein. You guys, this
protein
is...
Protein bars. I need protein shakes. Let me tell you what. I need all this.
This is exactly what brainwashed me into thinking I needed all that protein, so I'm talking about it right? as if I knew everything.
Well, we've been there, though.
Yeah, we were pounding the protein. No wonder I was so sick constantly.
I'm a guy. I got my fair share of protein shakes. I think I need it. I need it. I need it. I feel better with it. And I'm like, maybe not really, actually.
I didn't mean to get into this. We're unplugged here. But, and then we see these commercials of the protein for kids. Like, now I've got this protein mm-hmm. drink.
Yeah, yeah. Pushing more dairy on the kids.
Okay, so
my goodness,
we're in the middle of Plantspiration Unplugged. How was your week, by the way? This is why we have to unplug, because that's the kind of stuff that can stress you out. Mm-hmm. It can distract you, like it just did here. You were trying to plug stuff in, we couldn't connect your microphone.
Yeah, irritated me with that. You're pushing 100 grams of protein. They're not talking about fiber. I know.
That's where
the disease is. Nobody's getting enough fiber.
All those wards, all those floors, they should be called the fiber deficiency floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Heart disease, fiber deficiency. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, fiber deficiency. Yeah. Autoimmune, we got a fiber deficiency. Yeah. Constipation, gut health issues.
Oh, most certainly.
Chronic disease, gastroenteritis, diverticulitis.
Wow.
Fiber
deficiency,
ward.
Yeah.
They should be in the fiber ward.
They should the be no fiber ward.
They should be hooking people up with fiber, but instead you go in and they hook people up with chicken that has no fiber.
Yikes.
This is so backwards.
They just don't know when people are spewing it. So we unplugged from that. My week was chill. Making parts, doing stuff, taking care of business, getting more jobs
Same
in my
parts
shop.
Same parts as last time?
I don't even know. No, more stuff.
Different parts? Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like parts for some cutter, just building some big chunks of steel, making into this cutter that hydraulic cutter that cuts steel. It cuts wire. It's like pretty big wire. So yeah,
sounds like you need a lot of extra protein.
Yeah, we're talking rebar, man. You need extra protein to cut that rebar.
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
But it was a good week. Did a little farther in my book.
How's that kitty reading. Book?
It's awesome. What's it called again? It's called We'll Prescribe You a Cat. The cat basically shreds up this reports and stuff the guy shouldn't have had anyways. And then he ends up losing his job.
Hold on. He went into therapy, mm-hmm. got prescribed the cat from what mm-hmm. you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said he was going to quit his job.
Well, yeah.
But he didn't want to quit his job.
But he didn't really want to quit his job. But
he didn't have nothing lined up.
Yeah, it was like, So anyways, they prescribed him a cat. And, oh, wow, he felt great and all this stuff for a few days. And then the cat, like, totally shredded these reports that he wasn't supposed to have. So they let him go. And then, he goes right back to the doctor. All mad. Hey, I lost my job. Like, well, didn't you want to get a different job? Well, no, I really wanted to stay, but it's so terrible working there. Then why do you want to stay? And it was really a searching his soul kind of a thing. But they said, well, listen, we'll prescribe you a cat. And it was the same cat. So he went home with the cat, and he didn't even make it home, actually. He's on the way home. Something happened. The cat got out of the cage, scratched all this stuff. Oh, my God, you're going to have to pay for the damage. He goes in there and everything. And it was like the owner of the building, the whatever business was. And he ends up getting the job there so he could pay off the damage to the car. And then, so he's working again now. So worked out.
Is he liking his job so far?
So far, yeah.
Isn't that funny how things work out?
It's crazy how things work out. That is how things work out. Seriously. He didn't dwell on it. He was just like, I'm going to go and, like, I'm going to fix this problem. He thought he, and it's just fixing on its own. Like, he was mad about the cat shredding up his stuff, but the cat got him a different, newer job that he likes. So
I've learned.
It's working out.
Funny you should bring this up, because I think I've learned more and more to lean into the stuff that's going wrong and thinking about, like, what am I learning from this, rather than being upset about it.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
We had it happen. We have stuff that happens that doesn't go right.
Everybody goes through it. I mean, that's how you grow from the struggles and stuff that you're going through.
Speaking of growing, mm-hmm. I cannot believe you're like motor mouth in here today, and I love this.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. I thought you were going to talk about my hair. I'm like, I just got a cut. It's not growing.
No, you
just... I noticed your hair, too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I noticed you don't really curl the back of it.
Some days I don't.
Are you just like, I don't need to?
You heard me say that.
I did on your
you
live.
You heard me say that. I admitted. Sometimes I don't curl the back of my hair.
You keep it real. I mean, if you're just facing the camera and you're doing stuff. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm roller skating or something or.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the full Monty.
Going out, you know, maybe, but I was just kind of, being honest with people. You know, I don't want people to always be. What I did was on Friday, I just randomly thought, let me go on there. It's a tough day for a lot of people on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, between that stuff going on and don't get me started about going into the grocery store and having to see those landmines everywhere that people are just already feeling miserable. And then it's like, well, I guess I'll just go back to feeling good, you know, eating this. Anyway, I just thought I need to go and... You hear people always say like, oh, you're real or you're being really real. And I just want to make sure for the people that I didn't get to talk to that I just want to be really honest with them about I have obstacles. I have struggles. Everything isn't 100, you know, every day. I'm always like, crush it. 100%. Go. You know, and I'm always talking about the wins. And I have been every week in here. We talk about the wins. I live off the wins.
But you're human too.
I am human too. And I was like, you guys, I have gained weight. Yeah. Like I do not work out every day. I go through these bad days too. I'm going through menopause right now. Like that is there's real stuff going on, but you know, a lot of times my greatest coping mechanism is like, I'm just going to move on to the next thing. I don't sit and dwell on
it. Well, yeah, you don't want to dwell on it, especially like that about menopause. Like, I've actually been looking at that like, holy cow.
From a different perspective.
Yeah, from a guy's perspective, because we don't really know.
That's crazy that you're even saying that.
Well, like,
that
I'll
right
wake
now.
Up in the middle of the night. Like, what do you mean? What the hell is she doing? She's like changing her shirt.
It happens.
Yeah, it's like night sweats. I mean, geez, Louise.
It's a real deal. However, just to be clear, I have such a good control over it. That's a very rare thing to have going on for
me.
Yeah. Like I've.
Well, then I know, okay, we're going to have some tofu the next day. I'm going to bump up her soy without her even knowing. What? It helps. Doesn't it not help?
I'm taking it in, really realizing that you know this stuff. So now I see why you do the things you do. We teach the class on
menopause. Yeah.
We've taught so many classes on menopause and the food and
being
a healthy...
I mean, just learning all that stuff, you know, and going to the medical conferences, and it's like, you learn.
Who was it? Christy Funk?
Yeah, she went through a whole menopause symptoms. I mean, we're talking hot flashes and like everything from...
Did you come in?
I have
Did you come in here?
Yeah, because I think everybody should know, so listen up, guys.
God.
Hot flashes, night sweats, cold flashes. You can have changes in body odor, increased allergies, insomnia, mood changes. Brain fog.
True.
You're getting all this. I mean, let's just get real for a women's thing. You know, we're talking about some dryness down there. Lost or diminished libido.
This is the stuff we talk about in class.
Which could lead to painful intercourse.
We talk about this stuff.
Memory
actually,
lapses,
in
concentration
class.
Issues, joint discomfort,
really
fatigue, nervousness.
Jeez.
I mean, headaches, vertigo, like heart palpitations. It's true. A lot of things. Urinary tract infections. I mean, the list goes on. It's just.
You know, this crazy. Is actually.
I mean, really, I was
we
like,
don't,
holy shit.
They're
shnikes.
Not talking about this stuff.
No.
And how to fix it.
No.
So when this is really cool that you kind of bring it up, and I'm really moved that you're mindful of, I don't really talk about it. I don't really bring it up. You know, if I'm up a couple pounds, you know, if I'm off my BMI, it does start to affect me.
Yeah.
So this is why we do teach people about that. But the fact that you're just Well, you're a nutrition expert. There's so many damn medicines
out there. Yeah, I'm like, you can really do a lot. You have
to talk about, do you have to talk to your doctor about that stuff? That's a whole nother, you know, there's pros, there's cons to it.
Yeah.
But we really, I really just kind of get into
it. I mean, I just want to go with like, let's eat, let's really try to clean up and eat healthier before going on some hormone replacement stuff. Because I saw you go through it with that, I don't want to say, was it homeopathic doctor?
It was.
Or what, is that what they call it?
It
and
was.
Then the dietitian lady there, this was like terrible. Way before plants.
I'm just going to say something. Ago, she was
guessing.
Well, she was also not in a healthy weight range.
She
was
been
morbidly
telling
obese.
Anybody what to eat. That was terrible. What
and
they
I'm not
did
being
to
judgmental.
You, giving
I'm
you,
yeah, wait, just I'm the information. The oh, well, yeah. Back to she. That was bad. It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was progesterone for me in that moment. They were terrible. Telling me that I was all off. And I took it and...
Well, then you were way off.
I was like, John...
I'm going to rip somebody's head off.
No, I was like, I do not feel like myself. And I've never... And ever since that moment, I had a completely different outlook of just emotional stuff and sadness. Because I am a pretty optimistic, hopeful, I'll get through this person. But if I... That was just so much.
That was a lot. It like really changes your mood. That's all what it's all about. Hormones changing.
What I want to say is... feel great. I feel great. I have absolutely had a couple of those moments. But if it wasn't for that, I really don't feel a lot of it. I do. I know I said I didn't exercise every day, but that doesn't mean I'm not active every day or jumping on the trampoline or roller skating.
Exactly.
You know, just not every day is, you know, a perfect day.
Oh, but that's okay.
The better I do take care of myself, you witnessed.
Oh, yeah.
You witnessed firsthand the difference that that makes.
Thank big time, that. Big time. You got it.
Guys don't understand, and I don't expect them to, because where are you learning? You know, where are you going and hearing about this?
No.
You know, your aunts are sweating, your grandmas are sweating, everybody's talking about this, and that's all. And then I hear a lot of people talking about it, and I so badly want to say, you know, if we have some soy, that's really going to help.
Mm-hmm.
If we get our body weight down, the evidence shows that that's really going to help. Right. If we get exercising, that's really going to help. We're going to these conferences. We're hearing straight from the doctors doing the research and the studies. It's weird when I tell people about the soy, they immediately shut me down. It's hard to tell people the truth because they get mad at you.
Well, yeah. That's more BS that's been shoved through the information outlets of everywhere about soy. Oh, it's terrible for you. It raises your... What, progesterone, right? Or estrogen?
Just does. Oh, people have got it all confused.
And it's backwards.
Well, I'll just quick go through this. Don't just take our word for it. Just think about Japan. Look at the studies of Japan. They didn't even have a word for hot flashes until the Western diet came in. So why? They ate a tremendous amount of soy every day, every day, every day.
Rice, veggies. Tofu.
They are primarily plant-based. So the evidence shows that when you keep, you know... a healthy BMI, you get in that soy, exercise, stress management. There's a lot of things that play a role in that. And I'm not saying plants fix everything.
No,
but I'm always going to try to, after all the things I've gone
through.
It's got
to be your first line of defense.
After all the things I've gone through and all the people that have given me information that shouldn't be giving me information.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm really going to go to the things that I've read the studies. I've read the research.
And you know who founded the studies.
I've seen all these. I don't know how many hours of lectures and doctors and conferences, like a lot. but I love it.
Yeah.
I love, you can talk to me about certain things and I'm just like, what? Math. I mean, I'm not terrible at math, but I'm not my greatest topic.
No, but I knew 100 grams of protein a day. Yeah. Not good.
Geography. I'm getting way better at geography.
I am. I'm looking at all the different dots on our podcast all around the world of where
it is,
like,
helping me learn more about
in.
Stuff.
Like, where's that?
Plants, plants, nutrition. You can't stop me. I cannot stop talking about it. I am a sponge. I love learning it. I love reading about it. I love listening about it. I love taking it in, and I love telling people about it.
Yeah. And plants. Then in the end, it's always like, Don't just take my word for it either. The information's out there. We'll help you find the information that wasn't funded by the people pushing the information.
They do the body good.
Yeah, they do.
Can I say that?
I think so.
Because they do. That's the truth.
Heck yeah.
and we got to eat enough of them. I'm still fired up from Saturday's support group too.
Yeah, I mean, people are crushing it there.
I can't wait to hear the numbers because you've been really, he's been over here all day. That's me writing him. He's like taking notes and taking notes and taking, and I'm like, what is that about?
Oh, nothing.
He's like, people are messaging me. People are texting me.
People are craving veggies more than ever.
That's what they said today. Did you write it down?
I'm here and I wrote a lot of stuff down. People are sleeping better.
Hold on. Stop. I got to get situated. let me just take this in a minute. When we started this, you were like sweating bullets. Mm-hmm. The mornings were really tough on those days. We were excited. We were
It was the it day was, that was pretty rough.
We were doing
but
it.
But Anna
on,
was doing something new. It was scared the crap out of me. So
you, I was like,
what am I going to say?
Kids, dad's like, something is not, like, this isn't working. And I was getting nervous because I was like, I said to you, we can't do this if you're going to be this nervous and this uptight and this worked up. But weirdly.
But now we're good.
No, weirdly. The change in you has been unbelievable that you're coming in here with notes. Well, you're talking about menopause like a pro that
I'm
you are.
I'm a man. I should know about menopause.
Well, it's just nice to kind of talk about.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just, okay. So anyway,
they don't want to talk about stuff like that anyways.
But the fact that you're letting the guys know, like, to take it easy.
It's all right. You can talk about stuff and just...
That you've kind of been, that you know to get me some tofu when you're seeing that happen. Is that why you were all big on the sushi yesterday?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know,
I had one night where I was just like, what the heck?
Yeah, but it's like Valentine's Day. Wasn't it yesterday?
Yeah. We didn't really.
I don't know, but I go pick up my food. I don't wait for somebody to bring it.
We didn't go out to eat, but we went to this one place.
Yeah, because it's amazing.
It's the best.
And I was just like, holy smokes, slammed was not a word for this restaurant. It was like grand slammed. It was people waiting out the door.
You know, like, what was the best?
People waiting for pickup, people writing their number down for, like, hey, text me when there's a table ready. That's how good it is.
I should read.
They really did fantastic. Did you write that review?
I should read the text that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So, John, 15 years ago, would have just come in the door like, that was ridiculous.
Stand there for 10, 15 minutes. right?
100%. 100%. Yeah. He sends me this text. I don't know verbatim, but he was like, this is great. I'm just checking it out, letting people know, like, hey, they called your name. Like, you started working there.
I'm like, is there Kevin back here? Yeah, that's me right here. Like, hey, your stuff's up. You're up.
You said something like, I'm just chilling, and I'm realizing, like, this is actually...
Yeah,
taking it in.
Yeah, I mean, to not stress about something you can't control is just how it should be. Bitching and moaning about not, you know, just stuff being slow or this or whatever it is.
Now you're just regurgitating what I say.
What? Did you say that?
He's being uber sarcastic because I've been saying that for like 30 years.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
Like, there's no point in, you know, you'll hear me say, like, do you walk around all day with an umbrella waiting for it to rain?
No.
That's stressful. Stressful to get annoyed with things that are taking time. Now I've really learned to look at it like there's a reason, you know, maybe, you know, like, the things weren't starting again right with the podcast. It was like the headphone wasn't working or this wasn't working. And I'm just over here like, oh, this is great.
Well, I know.
This
we
gives
get
me
it.
Minute. Now I'm the one that's like, hold on. Where you're like, I can't wait
I'm
to
like,
get
I'm
in there.
I'm hitting record.
You've got a list. So let's go over this flipping lip.
What
wow.
List?
Wow. You've got this. And it's on an index card.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You buy all these cards.
They're all over. What's on the list?
Well, this is just stuff. It's actually... Is it too early for our Plantspiration Health Report? I don't know.
No, let's do it right now.
All right. This Plantspiration Health Report.
You're going to break it out right now?
It is brought to you by Meijer Grocery Store.
Wow, we're getting ready for the sponsorship.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, you definitely.
Last week, hold on. Just to remind people, I have that written up. 1,218 pounds that people have calculated since we started this podcast.
Yeah.
That we started keeping track.
Yeah.
So,
just, hey, check publicly. In how much time have you, or how much weight have you lost since, you know, and we'll get to that.
1218. We've got diseases that have been reversed, a whole list that we go over every week. And then we've got the medications that people have gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody's talking about getting healthy. We're doing it.
We're doing it over here. Yeah, we're not just telling you about.
Gosh, give me that list.
What you should be doing.
This is.
But I just want to say some of the comments. Sleeping better, swelling and puffiness gone, more energy.
This was on the Plantspiration Health Report.
This was on our, yeah, where there, you know, what other honorable mentions, you know, sleeping better.
Gosh, why aren't you guys telling me this in my calls? What the goodness sakes?
Swelling and puffiness gone. That's and I know that feeling. 100%. I mean, once you get the animal out.
Day one for me.
I'm telling you, you just start feeling great. The puffiness goes away. You just don't feel it in my it's joints. True. My hands would be terrible. More energy and great poops.
When I get poop emojis, you hear me.
You know it's
good. Yeah. Listen, you guys, if you're not taking poops, like we need to be taking poops all the time. Not poops with colase, not poops with Metamucil.
Yeah.
This is people taking poops with
plants.
Yeah. Like the way it should be.
That's right.
Gorillas aren't out there constipated.
No, definitely not.
Elephants. There are everybody poops except for Americans because
we don't know how to eat.
13%. It's like 97% of America doesn't get enough fiber.
That's
why
sad.
Isn't misinformation on today's show talking about that? I've never once, because I don't watch that crap. I've never once heard anybody doing lectures across the news on how much fiber we need and how it could save and how it reverses disease.
They just go with, what's the buzz? The buzz is protein. Oh, protein. Let's talk about protein. Why? We get too much already. What I want to say is there's also we have increased stamina.
Yeah.
Relaxation is better. Easier, you know, it's easier to achieve relaxation, which is great too. So they're not so wound up. They can like.
Well, I've been talking a lot. I do a lot of talks during the week about unplugging, you know, how to boost your dopamine, how to build self-confidence, how to be, you know, be more self-aware. Wow, this is
definitely
awesome.
More energy again. Other got people
this documented.
Head feeling clearer.
I love it.
They feel lighter.
Well,
we
yeah.
got people working out that haven't worked out in 25 years.
That right
okay,
there,
I right?
We need more Kleenex when we do the Saturday sport group because I'm seriously, I'm just going to say she's in her 70s and she's so proud. She goes, I haven't worked out in 25 years.
Wow.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
I want her on. 25 years. This gal is crushing it. Yep. She comes on and I was like, dang, it looks like she just went and had a whole makeover.
That? Yeah. I'm like,
like
God,
she goes, I just feel awesome.
She is alive. You can see her. Just,
and that's how she is. Yeah. So it's
awesome.
Never too late. And the age range of people doing this is phenomenal. I've got kids in there. I've got seven-year-olds aren't in the group, but I got moms who are dealing with
that. Yeah.
You know, and we've got a Leo who's been, you know, vegan since he was since conception. Okay, back to your list.
Anyways, people are doing amazing.
I want to hear the number of how much weight people have lost.
And it's great. I'm telling you, last week was, how much was that again?
1,218 pounds.
This week, after people checking in, drum roll, 1,316 pounds.
100 more pounds
almost,
this week?
Man.
For the
almost.
Love of kale.
Almost.
Oh my gosh. You guys are absolutely
crushing it.
Hammering it was what I was going to say.
Hammering it too.
Like just going, well, what I mean by that is pedal to the metal. We do we do a lot of talking about that. You're on the highway to health. We need premium fuel. You know, we have flat tires.
Sure.
We're not always in the express lane.
Yep.
Not knowing where you're going is like not
That's
having an
problem.
Itinerary. So when we're talking about all this stuff, this is how people are losing 100 pounds.
Yeah.
This week,
people
I want to cry.
I mean,
you.
We're so close. Isn't it awesome?
Take it in.
That's good numbers.
Where's this on the news?
I don't know. It's
Plantspiration crushing it. They're down
1,316 pounds.
We're short 2 pounds.
2 pounds,
somebody
yeah.
go take a poop and call me back.
Yeah, geez.
And these are people that are eating 3 to 5 pounds of food a day.
Yeah.
That's
for real. You got to eat and turn that, get that engine revving.
What did we hear over and over and over and over again?
Tell me.
I had to eat more. I had to eat more. I had to eat more. That's what people are doing at Plantspiration. Does it sound weird?
No, it's good. Better now.
I had a little echoey. There it is.
Nice.
This is people eating more, pooping more, loving more, living more.
Heck yeah. Doing more. They're awesome. Nux.
Plantspiration for the win.
Definitely. I mean, there's other numbers I'd like to talk about. I want to thank everybody for...
There's more.
Crushing it. Yeah, like just the everybody else you're listening on for like audio podcasts. I mean, there's like 1,000 downloads. You know, people are listening to our podcast. Yeah, for real.
So the way... Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I have to take this in. We started this to be like, hey, watch this. If you just do something and we follow the step, we're going to follow the same steps that... Stephanie teaches on. We have to start the project. We have to get overcome the obstacles.
I mean, there's well over 4,000.
We went from Plantspiration Crushing. YouTube, hold on, just like shut
the front door.
Did you just say what?
Over 4,000 views on our last podcast.
Already?
Yeah.
We had that one with 11,000 on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So. These little micro wins, because I know in the grand scheme of things, somebody out there today I saw had like 1,432,000. Oh, you know who that was? No. I think that misinformation on today's show.
Oh, no.
It was like some huge views, and I just said, see this?
Too many people getting the wrong information.
I get so excited over, I have 5 followers.
Yeah, like, holy cow.
I have another, but now we're up.
Well, in the just last
over 7,000 followers,
28 days, yeah, it's been over 4,100 subscribers.
Holy shnikes! So I really
on top of what we had. So yeah,
we're, and 7,000 subscribers for us—that's like massive. A million. That's great. Stoked. It's true.
That's awesome.
We're jumping up and down like this is amazing. Every time we see these big jumps, so yeah. Thank you guys. We want to hear more people listening in and. You know, thinking more about the choices that you're making every day.
Yeah.
You know, we get into the grocery store, you're getting bombarded. You get home and you look on TV, you're getting bombarded. I know. I was there. That's why I'm talking about it. We were there and I got
commercialism
stuck.
And everything, just shoving all the wrong stuff in your face.
Well, just, it's, I guess it's the word is I was just so like, is it manipulated? Like to think I needed protein all the time? Because we were on that same train before.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many UTIs I would get constantly?
Oh, man. That's on the list, too.
It was constant for me. Like, I had to have a surgery just because of the amount of UTIs. Seriously. Then you go and do the research, yeah, and it says from chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, how many chicken breasts we'd always
every
get those.
Day. Yep. Every day.
Mm-hmm. Or
boneless,
ground turkey or whatever.
Boneless chicken breasts, because we needed the protein.
Yeah, the protein.
Animal protein is problematic. You could just, that's it right there. And don't just take our word for it. It's, the research is out there. The reason why I want to talk about it so much is because they're not talking about it enough.
No, exactly.
Oh, we should get healthy. We should make diet and lifestyle changes. Now let's get in some protein. It's hard to get it in plants, she said.
Yeah, that really pisses me off.
That aggravates me. and then is the reason why I talk about unplugging, because if I got stuck on that the whole time, I wouldn't have the time to come out here and do this kind of stuff.
No, exactly. I mean, I guess if you really needed 100 grams of protein, yeah, that's going to take a lot of plants. But you don't need that much
unless
protein is what the problem is. Unless you're like
Melissa,
triathlete and you're like, yeah, pumping it like
she's just
full on bodybuilding.
Hold on.
You need to up your stuff, man.
Let me talk about her. Exactly. Here's what I'm saying. When you see her working out in the gym, Melissa Busta, she's I believe, if I may get this correct, she's going to the Arnold.
Yeah.
All right. She just is
crushing it.
She's crushing it so much. Like, she's like the first woman to get her card. She did like the bikini. I'm not saying it right, Melissa. I'm sorry, but she did one form of bodybuilding, like the bikini, to strongman stuff. And watching her go through this transformation, if you want to talk about it, getting in more protein, talk about it to somebody who's an expert on what you're doing with your body and muscles.
Well, yeah, and she's doing this whole thing while she's doing it for the competition. Like, she's just eating like crazy, like normal plants and everything, and everybody else she's watching starve themselves. It's like
that whole interview. Oh, I've got to share that interview. I've got to share the interview because it's incredible. It's just, this is what people should be hearing about, not this misinformation. Like, we have a protein deficiency ward.
It's terrible.
And she's a nurse, so I love shooting the plants with her and this stuff and watching her go through this transformation.
That's awesome.
It's inspiring for women. It's inspiring for veganism. It's inspiring for nutrition. It's inspiring for athletes. Like, it is just, we need more of this out there. So
definitely
keeping it real,
crushing it,
keeping it real. It's just, Wow, the Heck numbers. Yeah. Let me take that in. The numbers for the podcast then are going off, which is really about the same. It's the same thing as when people say, oh, I only lost 0.2. That 0.2 is exactly like my two
Five
followers.
Five of them 0.2s is a whole pound.
See what I mean?
Like
people forget about the micro wins.
It really matters.
The micro wins of me watching the numbers every single week, every single day, let's be real. Yeah. I don't watch scale.
Well, you got to be proud of yourself. That was another thing we were talking about in the meeting in Saturday's support group. It's like just being proud, you know, you got to really be proud of what you're doing. You got to take it in, think about it, take a moment, you know, unplug from all the noise and plug into you and see really what's going on in your life. Right.
Hold on, while I'm supposed to be unplugging. I'm very proud.
What are you doing?
Well, as somebody just commented right now, and it's like, I want to talk about it. Can you show how to incorporate all those veggies into a meal? This is what somebody asked on a reel on my YouTube.
Nice.
The first thing
from
I want
to... grocery haul or something?
It was the reel where I was cutting all this stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
And I said there's still time to sign up to take a nutrition education and cooking class.
Uh-huh.
Can you show how to incorporate all those veggies into a meal? I want to incorporate more veggies, but finding it difficult to put together into a meal. This person right here, please sign up for the classes.
Yeah.
It's like saying, I need to learn how to do French. Can you just show me how to do French? You have to show up and learn how to do it so I can show each week how we do this. And that's why everybody's crushing it.
Yeah.
The Eat Your Plants Off classes.
Oh,
how
man.
About those numbers?
We are kicking butt there.
Those numbers have been doubled.
Yeah. There's a lot of people coming in.
We're selling twice as many classes this year as we are last year since I started our Eat Your Plants Off classes.
Eat Your Plants Off program.
You know, while I was building
it's great.
Yeah, while I was
building it. I'm just so proud of you for doing all that. I mean, you're really cranking out. You're building the curriculum and putting recipes together that are, you know, proper for what we're doing. It's
Thank
awesome.
You. Well, this week we're going to be doing a class on heart disease.
Yeah.
See,
I can't wait to eat all the food.
And then here we've got some misinformation talking about how we need more protein, more animal protein, which is the leading cause of heart disease. Let's put that into perspective.
Seriously, it's not from a candy bar.
It's
not genetics.
It's because of problematic animal protein. Of course, it's because of junk food, which is loaded with animal proteins. Then we've got has got to change. And the only way to change it is by seeing what all these plant inspiration people are doing, crushing it.
Coming to class.
1,300 pounds.
Getting in the group. Yeah, definitely.
People are getting better gas mileage. We're actually making people get healthy again. And they're having a damn good time doing it.
Heck yeah.
They're showing up. They keep saying
this is the best group. I've been in all these groups, you know, and it's really awesome to hear.
Sometimes I feel a little, you know, but I am
proud. Great. Yeah, why wouldn't you be? You should be. You got to take a moment to be proud yourself. I mean, we're proud of everybody. Yeah, we're proud of everybody in the community. And, well, you got to be proud because you're really doing the work.
I know how it feels to be sick.
Meeting with everybody and keeping them going.
We know how it feels to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
We know how it feels to be... I'm going to use the words, which I don't like using, but it just felt like I was brainwashed into thinking that I needed meat and I needed dairy and I needed to give my kids this stuff. And I got mad about it when I first heard about plants. Yeah. I was mad. And it really, as I went through this journey and you were with me too, we watched a lot of things change.
Oh, yeah.
Or like I said, from relationships to our whole life. We had everything just kept changing. And when I learned about the plants, it just made me realize what else, you know, is going on. And it made me start really rethinking a lot of stuff. And it made me really research the right stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you noticed all the stuff that's going on the news and the commercials and everything. It's like, once you learn about the evidence-based behind plant-based, and then
now
you see
we're
all the commercials
here,
and
like,
all the stuff. It's like, wow, look at all this.
And
we were brainwashed.
Well, and it's media overload.
Yeah, big time.
It creates so much negativity. It creates a ton of distraction. It fuels stress. It fuels anxiety. And it really fuels hopelessness is what I've learned working with people
yeah.
and being able to identify with what's going on. You know, I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear, you know, when I work with people and they're really overwhelmed and they're really stressed out, it is just no coincidence that if they're watching a lot of or doom scrolling or watching a lot of what's going on social media and or social media or
news outlets,
the news outlets. And by no means am I saying don't be informed. That's not what I'm saying.
No, not at all.
But
I did a test this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Just working away. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on just a news. Let's just hear the headlines or whatever they're talking
about.
What
provoked you to do that?
Because I just wanted to see how, I don't know, I just thought about it, how we've been talking about it, you know, how all of the brainwashing and just,
I love that you wanted to
I'm telling you, after 15 minutes, after getting like the download of headlines and everything, I was just like, man, I physically feel like yuck.
I know what you're talking
about. I was not
about.
Happy. It just drained me. Like, it seriously put a damper on my battery.
It happens fast with people, and I understand why that happens.
I mean, I am apparently sensitive to that. Just the news coming in, I don't even recall like what it's about, but it was just everything has a negative connotation or just the stories or whatever. The news that was coming, it was nothing good.
And we get addicted to
it was nothing
those
good.
Negative hits. We get addicted to that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the doom scrolling or, you know, look at these places where you can like just watch accidents.
Oh,
like people
gosh.
Get addicted to that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to see any of that stuff.
You know, and that's what they're talking. I mean,
terrible.
And I get it. We need to have some information.
You got to be informed. And it's just...
But you have to also unplug. At
yeah.
some point, you've got
to
unplug
from
some of
the information. I mean, if I was to have that in running all day long, oh, God.
Well, I see what it does to people.
Seriously.
Think about
just thinking about it is like raising my cortisol.
I feel crazy. And it's understandable because when we learned about how dangerous dairy is, for instance, uh-huh. I'm saying it very easily, but people will hear that for the first time and go, what is she talking about? Dairy's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I immediately go through the list of things that it promotes. Type 1 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the evidence is there. Search it. And WebMD isn't going to have the answer.
Just the major clog.
You know, we're talking about heart disease, the leading killer. Mm-hmm. This is Heart Health Month. So I hope you're here thinking like, how can I get more fruits and veggies? You can sign up for class. Listen, we're not taking the money from class. Mm-hmm. Me and John are like, wow, we got all these people signing up.
Well, let's go to the casino.
No.
Or any damn gas station around.
That's a whole other subject. But all we're trying to do by selling classes and keeping mm-hmm. our membership so low, you know, that was another
keeping
thing.
The lights on. So no, I'm just playing.
We use it to, you know,
for our challenges and
we give back every week mm-hmm. to people. We give gift cards to week every mm-hmm. people. I have lighting. I had to get a new laptop. My laptop crapped out. I have an assistant that works full time because there's a lot going on over here.
Heck yeah.
But it isn't for us. It's to help us reach and teach more people. It's paying for, you know, getting our YouTube stuff up or whatever there's so many things that are going. I got ink coming to my house every, you know, month or something. Just the things that have changed over here is unreal, but this is why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
So you guys can too.
Exactly. What a nice way to put it. You know, and people say to me all the time, this crazy talk, like, you could charge way more money. You could charge way more money. It's been going on from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
It isn't that I don't value what I do or that I think about it.
Well, you could have different tiers and you can do this and this and this.
How many?
Like, oh, gosh.
I've went through business coaches. Yeah. I've went through different boards, you know, mm-hmm. members of the board. We've went through lots of challenges with people wanting to make sure that we raise the price or charge way more or put a mm-hmm. higher value or be, you know, keep up with what's going on.
The amount of value, and I hear this from people every week, I can't even believe the amount of value for what you're paying. Like, don't raise the price, but it's way so much value more than what it's worth.
Or I've even had people be like, I would pay this
much. It's worth a lot more than what they're paying is what
I'm saying.
None
of that phases me, and you've watched me over the years fight it.
Yeah,
I'm not selling out. I'm never going to sell out. Mark my words right here. I will never sell out because this is what needs to be happening.
Exactly.
We need to make this, you know, we also give away grants monthly to people who need some help. I mean, we don't want to turn people away. We want to make this. We were trying to help people get healthy, not say, well, we're going to need a certain amount of money in order to make that happen.
No.
I don't.
Well, if you had $1,500, I could help you get healthy. And that's not how it works.
And those work. All that
works. Like I said last time, we want to help millions for hundreds, then a hundred for millions. Like, we want to help as many people as possible, seriously.
I'm going to just say it's easier to do when you unplug.
Veterans are free.
It's easier to do when, yeah, let people know that.
Yeah. Hello.
You guys, I'm just asking you, could you please share this podcast? Can you share with people? You don't have to be vegan. You don't have to be 100%. You don't have to be any of those things. You have to be inspired to say, you know, everybody's talking about being healthy. Why don't we share actually people who are doing it?
Yeah. The information to help you really make a good decision.
A whole community of people to back up that we're doing it, who are coming in here going, thank goodness that we're unplugging and we're not listening to the ridiculousness that got me sick.
That's right.
It's not just us saying it. They're saying the same thing. This is the stuff that got me sick.
Seriously. It's awesome. I mean, you can ask anybody. Think about this. They're down over 1,300 pounds.
And you know what they don't do? They don't share that misinformation like, hey, milk does the body good. Yeah. Or this week? Okay, so.
What?
There's a study that came out that said we should be drinking more milk because of the calcium.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But you can see in the study, it's the calcium is coming from plants.
Oh, yeah.
They mention it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that the dairy industry will skew the things to make. We need, you know, the milk industry goes back and says, hey, we need to sell more milk. We got to really make this stuff happen. Yeah, so can you put together these studies, pay a certain amount of money, you can get the studies done, and we want it to say this. I know, I know. 1 minute I'm going, but the studies say that you can reverse heart disease. Follow the money on who paid for the research, who paid for the study. So there's that. But to have these studies out there and then people immediately are sharing, drink more milk.
Oh yeah, they just latch on to anything.
And then they go out and share this information. And then what happens? More and more people are getting sicker.
Mm-hmm. They latch on to this information.
How do we stop that?
Seriously.
How do we stop? It'll never end. I mean, with the warning labels on cigarettes.
People still buy them. They still sell them.
But at least they have the warning then, and it should at least
it's your
get
choice.
That.
We're just trying to inform everybody really about what's going on. You know, look around, unplug for a while.
I'm super unplugged today.
You're so unplugged that I'm like, damn, girl, you're wearing sweats.
Well, they're new.
You
but
look comfy.
Well, I'm just being real. I don't feel like wearing jeans every day.
Yeah, right.
Well, at first, I never wanted to take them off.
I'm
lose 100 pounds. I was pulling out jeans from 1985. Not exaggerating.
No,
I have
definitely.
They're my Coca-Cola jeans.
Those are crazy, girl.
They're like Kevlar.
Yeah, those are pretty tough.
They're like bulletproof. But anyway, they're these red Coca-Cola jeans from 1985. And I'll never forget, I blacked out the size on them.
Really?
So that, in gym class, like somebody wouldn't see the size that they are.
Wow. You just wanted to ruin a value, didn't you?
No.
Well, they're small. But they're too big for you now.
It's just your whole life. You're dealing with weight problems and you're doing stuff like that. You just...
Goodness.
I don't get on the scale like people think or, you know, I haven't done that in years.
I mean, just thinking about
it. I go to the doctor and I get on, but I really don't look because I don't care. I feel great.
Yeah.
I gain a couple pounds, but I can turn that around in a couple days.
Big deal.
Let me get on the bike for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm missing my bike.
I'm telling you, I'm missing mine.
I did put more miles on in this last week, though, than I have in the past couple months.
Good deal. That's awesome.
If it was 40 degrees out, would you go for a ride?
Maybe 45.
We've done that.
45, we've done.
We've done it.
And then
the
I'm like, it's not 45 out here.
I do miss you not being out there for the bike rides. Like, we were really riding, because you were working from home 100%.
Yeah.
Then we could get the rides out during the day, and we would try to go out there. We were out there every single month.
Yeah.
The first year we had our bikes, we just went crazy.
It's awesome.
And going 60 miles.
Yeah.
Our farthest trip was 63
miles. 63 miles.
Round, 63 round. You're all
round
about
trip.
The numbers.
Oh, yeah. I'm a numbers guy.
And look at how sick we were.
What do you mean? When?
But just thinking about here, we're riding 63 miles. Yeah. We're
before putting 100. How it used to be. Holy cow. Before plants, you're saying. Jeez, that was, we were sick.
We wouldn't have been able to ride for 5 minutes.
No.
We didn't do anything.
I wouldn't even go around a block.
Wouldn't happen.
Not even.
When we're out there, we're doing a lot of gratitude like that.
Yeah.
How about, speaking of gratitude, what do you think when you hear about people going, listening to you guys, you know, now I'm going to bed and I'm thinking about like the things that we're proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. I think that is awesome. People doing that, kind of going over their day and what they're proud of. Because a lot of people, hey, I'm really proud of you. You did that thing and it was awesome and everything. And then they don't really think about being proud of themselves.
The wins.
You know.
How to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
How to unplug to plug in.
That's it. I'm going to
be I should just drop the tips.
I think you should.
5 tips.
It's the best.
Unplug to plug in. Now, I even mean it right now. If you're out walking and you're mm-hmm. listening to this, that's nice. I'm really grateful. Thank you. But you should unplug. You should turn it off and you should just walk and listen to your shoes, your stuff hitting the snow, you know, hearing the wind in your hair. This is super mm-hmm. important that we unplug. And number one tip is unfollow the noise. You know, you have all the information you mm-hmm. need if you're here. We need to eat more plants. We need to unplug from some of that misinformation. We need to be critically thinking. We need to find the, what I'm trying to say is I'm doing it now. There's so much information. Cut out the negativity, the news, mm-hmm. the toxic social media, or the limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that's holding people back from getting healthy. It is not just about the food.
No.
It's about stuff like this. We've got every Saturday when people come in, it's wonderful to hear them say, I've unplugged from this stuff. Now my family's still eating the meat. I'm not bothered by it because I'm focused on myself right now, you know, and I can't change that, but I can control this.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
It's awesome.
And the limiting beliefs. This is a big one. I know this worked for you, but I don't think it'll work for me.
Yeah. Or if you start out with, I can't do that. Yeah. Well, you're not going to with that attitude.
Inner 70s.
You can do
going it. Back to working out.
That is freaking inspiring.
That's what happens when you join Plantspiration and you get on a call with me and we set up goals and plans how to overcome the obstacles and unplug so that you can plug into your health. I guess that's a good way of looking at it. Number two, reframe struggles. Man, have mm-hmm. we really learned how to do that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I've learned from all the mistakes and all the struggles. It's how we get good at stuff.
Yeah.
When you first started machining, were you just like, perfect?
No. I mean, stuff happens, you know.
How bad? That you were like, I'm going to give up.
I don't know. I mean, you just really need to, not so much of a struggle with giving up, but just really like, I know I can do better is how I look at it.
When you start really reassessing things to look at it, every challenge, like it's a chance to level up. I love to mm-hmm. game up. I love to gamify everything.
Yeah. Leveling up.
I love to level up, but we can only level up after going through all those mistakes. So I tell people all the time, you know, if all these mistakes or struggles are in front of you, look at every challenge as an opportunity to level up. And it works.
Okay. Definitely. I mean, I used to look at like whenever something would come up and it's a challenge, and instead of getting yucky about it or whatever it would be, looking at it as a learning tool, learning the situation, whatever it is, it's just helping me learn and get better. So
I've learned a lot. We've been through so much stuff. I said today, like it's to a lot of people, I know what it's like to lose 100 pounds. It's not the most weight in the world, but I know what it's like to lose 100 mm-hmm. pounds. I know what it's like to do it when you're facing obstacles and things aren't going right. Yeah. And
with all the stress still there.
With all the stress still there. There's just so much control we have over stuff, but mm-hmm. we have to start learning how to rethink the way that things are going. Yeah. So if you're beating yourself over the struggle, or you didn't get it 100%, or you don't know where to begin, or how do I get all these vegetables down, think. How can you get more vegetables in? Mm-hmm. If it's a struggle, then let's get out of the car, look at the flat tire and think, man, what could we do differently to change that? Now that's the shift right there.
Seriously.
What could I do differently? Because I've been in that place where I'm just like, well, this sucks. This isn't going to work. And I'm just going to throw in
without,
the towel.
Yeah, without like thinking about how to fix it. Just how to like fix it. Giving up.
I used to get rid of a lot of stuff that was broken. I never even thought how to fix it. That was my life.
Wow.
Remember? It was terrible, that phrase I would say. Well, if it's broke, just buy a new one.
That's it.
I cringe.
Ugh, goodness.
That I was acting like that and thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're not anymore because you've learned how to come out of that, you know, whatever it was. You learned by it instead of struggling with it still.
Well, we can only learn from our mistakes, of course. Yep. Number three tip, find your people. You've got to surround yourself with people who lift you up. Yeah. That's a hard thing to do, to let go, but that was a hard thing to do, but it's literally part of how to plug into yourself and be more self-aware. If you're around people that are constantly talking about being sick, and people say it all the time, Stephanie, how do I deal with this? And I say, we have to set boundaries. We have to change the environment up a little bit, learn to walk away from stuff like that. That's the reality. That's the reality.
Big time, big time. You just need to do that.
We have a lot of people that talk about this, and they're very proud of the fact that they've accepted. They're doing what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And if they're going to talk and be negative, I could turn around and walk away. You know, tell them like, that really sucks and I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't need to explain. You just need to set those boundaries. And then find the people that do make you feel
good. Definitely, because I hear it in the support group. People just love it. Just
they
like,
look forward
I just
to
love,
it.
Yeah, they look forward to it. I mean, just to, you know, whatever they're going to talk about their week and other people's weeks, and, you know, they're learning from them and hearing the same struggles, and it's really
hold on, that's kind of really weird you thing. Said that.
What do you mean?
They're hearing it over and over again every week, how good people are doing.
Yeah.
How they're doing it. Learning how to eat. Learning how to handle stress management. Learning how to sleep better over and over and over again.
With all different people, you know, in the group, like over and over and over and over.
It's almost like it's almost like a new form of information that's positive, that boosts dopamine, that helps make behavior changes, that helps people get healthy, and they're hearing it over and over again, kind of like the way that we heard stuff over and over again that got us sick.
Yeah, yeah. This is more
it's
of
created
the
whole
positive over and over again at Plantspiration here. You're hearing all the goods.
And the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
everything's
really
not
wearing
perfect.
Sweats today. Yeah.
That's okay.
We're regular people just being
that's
real.
That's right.
Regular people just being real, and people say that all the time. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And we've gone through so much. Somebody asked me today if I was going to, not today, this week, if I was going to write the book.
Yeah.
They don't know what's actually writing. And a lot of people think it's just going to be about weight loss.
Yeah.
What do you
that's
think it's going to be about without saying too much?
Everything.
Everything.
That's all I can say without saying too much.
We got a lot of history.
Yeah. It's not a history
book. I had to ask John. I had to say, what's off the table, or how did I ask you that? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't even remember my answer, but
what did I say?
Yeah, what? I don't know.
What are we not talking about, or how far do we know we're gonna go in this to talk about?
I have no idea. Yeah, we're just gonna go.
We're very vulnerable. We've told you, we share so much, but there are a couple things that I keep saying. Like, the bigger it gets, it's like it's gonna happen. It's gonna come out.
When it happens, it happens. It's not like one. What's going on?
No,
what are they talking about?
No. It's just
that.
You know, the more comfortable the more comfortable we get, you know, and the way that things project, to go and grow, the more you know.
The more we'll let loose. She's wearing sweats already, so we're doing all good. How about number four here?
Progress over perfection. Could we just get a tattoo of this?
Yeah, seriously.
We just talked about in here the progress of the podcast, the progress of watching you make these changes, the progress of you working on not just, you know, people think going to the gym is how you get healthy. Going to the gym for your mind is how to get healthy. The progress that you make each day, eating more fruits and vegetables, the small steps are what equals big results. And not only do we talk about it in the health aspect, we're kind of sharing our journey here in this room with you on other aspects in life.
Yeah.
You have to look at the small steps like that 7,000 followers. Like somebody's somebody's probably laughing at us. Like 7,000 followers.
It started out with seven.
See us in a year. I am not thinking that far ahead, though. I mean, I'm envisioning it. Like I tell people to envision their journey. So I always say to people, you know, what would your success story look like? Mm-hmm. This worked for me. Yeah. I envisioned it all the time. I wrote about it. I manifested it. I was so stuck on doing this that I'm actually not surprised that I'm doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this really good.
But I focus on all the progress.
It's because of number five. That's why.
Because I kept showing up for myself.
Yeah, keep showing up, you guys.
The only way to fail is to quit, is what I say. Wow. The only way to fail is to quit. Mm-hmm. And I never looked at the days that weren't perfect, whether it was losing weight, whether it was working on preventing or reversing disease, starting a business, you know, learning about all of this stuff. I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
The worst moment out of my business part was that when I lost my 501c3, you hear me talking about it all the time. I got it back, by the way. I got it back.
Yeah.
But boy, did I learn a lot from that. Like we learned a tremendous amount of stuff through that. And that was a lot of obstacles. That took years.
Yeah. There was some paperwork involved.
Most people would have given up is why I brought that up.
Forget it.
And it crossed my mind. Like, wow, I went through all, but then I thought all the things look at all the people that have been impacted this.
That's just nothing.
All because I keep making mistakes and getting better at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it.
That's awesome.
And I don't have it on my board, but we got to have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
We have to have fun, you know, and I'm not always fun and happy all the time, but we've got a good method that we get each other, I guess, for us. Mm-hmm. If you see that I'm not 100% and I'm not like, woo, woo, fun. You bring me the tofu. No, I'm just kidding. But I do see you do that. Like, hey, have you taken your, you know, vitamin D? Or, you know, I love that you're always paying attention to that kind of stuff, which I'm self-aware that you're recognizing days where, you know, everything isn't 100%.
Yeah, if I feel like, okay, maybe she's off a little bit, I'll bring the vitamin D spray or the B or whatever.
I mean, I'm getting, everybody's getting so much vitamin B.
Yeah.
B12, I mean. Yeah. A lot of people, not so much, but just I'm noticing in a lot of numbers from people when I see their labs, it's just like they're really good. And then I always say, like, by any chance, are you drinking Monsters? Like, do you know how much have had excessive amounts of that?
Oh,
but I find out that they're drinking Monsters. I didn't know. Did you know those drinks have that stuff in it?
I don't know. I wasn't aware. I know my nutritional yeast has vitamin B in it.
Sure. I just happen to notice that with a few people because I know a lot of people are into those
drinks.
There's
a lot of stuff.
I'm working on a lot of that stuff too. Hey, yeah.
I've had them. I'm not going to say I didn't.
With people though, you know, it's just, it's a lot. And you got to have fun. We got to have fun. And having fun doesn't mean that discrimination is going to end. Having fun doesn't mean that violence is going to end. Having fun doesn't mean that all these problems are going to go away that we're facing or that it's going to bring people back that we love.
But you got to unplug and have fun now and then.
You have to unplug and have fun. And there's no way that we would be here today getting through all these obstacles. And
can you imagine if we never shut the news off, how wound up we would be?
I'm going to tell you right now. I would have never lost the weight. I would have never reversed my disease. I would have never believed in myself to do this. And I would have never been happy enough to keep moving on when stuff sucked.
Yeah, well.
It drains you.
Great.
It drains you. It's negative. It impacts your sleep. It impacts your happiness. It impacts your mental health.
It impacts relationships.
Even get me started. I mean, you guys see we're very not going to go there. But it's sad what's going on.
Yeah.
I just want people to be
happy.
We just
love you guys, yeah.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks of that stuff. What matters is what you think about yourself and how you treat other people and love everybody. You don't know what struggles people are going through. We all did not learn how to be self-aware, eat good, and, you know, take some time to unplug. But my gosh, we're learning, and I want more people to learn how to do it because that's what the evidence says.
Yeah.
Unplug. Are we ready to unplug here?
We're going to unplug.
Do we have any questions before we go?
No, I think we're good.
Perfect. Somebody asked about how to eat more vegetables. And first of all, I want to say, I want to help everybody so much. you have to use them in many different ways. You can bake them, you can saute them, you can buy them frozen, you can do this. But the number one way to learn how to do this is to show up.
That's right.
Don't quit. learning how to do this, and we teach people how to get it easy, how to make it simple, and how to make it delicious. We've got heart disease, the leading killer, so I'm going to be big on this class this week on heart disease. It doesn't need to be. Heart disease need not exist.
That's right.
Tell people this. Share this. Where does she get her information? Well, from the resources themselves.
That's
Dean
right.
Ornish has been talking about reversing. We've seen him talk so many times for over 20 years. This is staggering to me that we're not talking about on the news every day. By the way, let's start off today knowing that you could reverse heart disease. I've had people in their 80s reverse heart disease. I've had people with seven stents reverse heart disease.
Yep.
Okay, and how are they doing it? They're showing up and they're learning how to eat their plants off over here.
That's right. Like you guys.
Please eat your plants off. Be the inspiration the world needs to see. Unplug for a little bit and just go sit and do nothing. It's wonderful for your mind, body, and soul.
Definitely. I love it. That's fantastic.
You are on fire today.
You guys have a great, great week.
I just want to say thank you just for showing up and practicing all this stuff.
Yeah.
So that this just keeps it. I mean, this is fun and I wanted to have fun doing it.
We are.
At first, I was a little nervous. It wasn't so
We're
fun.
We're good. We're good now.
All right. You guys, we'll see you next week in class, eating your plants off.
Heck yeah.
And crushing it. Thank
in
you
the
so much.
And
don't forget to comment. We love the comments. Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to share.
Yeah,
thank you
like
so much.
And share.
John, get us out of here.
All right,
plug
you guys,
us.
Have dun, a great dun, one.
We did it.